The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
03-467-0206 for roofing and more.
Broadcasting something very unique and totally different from D.C. The truth. It's the Don Crow Show on Life-Changing Talk Radio, WAVA. It's time for the Don Crow Show right here from the WAVA-FM Passport Auto Group Studios. Now, the Don Crow Show.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Cornerstone First Financial. Call Mark Livingstone and the team at Cornerstone First Financial at 202-625-1221 or visit them on the web at cornerstonefirst.com. Hey, how you doing, folks? Hello there. Welcome to the Don Crow Show. Thursday already. Week flying by as they tend to, huh? As always, great to have you with us Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 each afternoon. We talk about things going on in the world, some of the lighter stuff along with some of the more serious. A couple of headlines I'm looking at right now. Lutheran Church passes resolution saying God created the world in 6 natural days. And on a lighter note, restaurant down in South Carolina sets a Guinness record with a $310 crab cake. Oh, I don't know. It's just, what a conundrum. Which story's more interesting? Well, obviously the Lutheran Church one. We'll get to that in a moment. But yes, UPI story out of South Carolina, a restaurant there taking aim at a Guinness World Record by offering a $310 crab cake that comes encrusted with, ready for this, platinum. The chef, Lazarius Ken Laseth Walker of The Twist in Colombia, unveiled the seafood creation with an aim at capturing the Guinness World Record for the most expensive crab cake, $310. The dish features black truffles and is encrusted with edible platinum. he told the local television station, the thing about it was, the thing about it was trial and error. I've wasted so much platinum trying to get it just right. Secret menu for about a year prior to its unveiling only served to 2 people. Walker said part of the proceeds from the crab cake orders donated to the All Stars, a charity he founded to benefit local teachers. So that's one of those slice of life stories. Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod, passed a resolution at their convention affirming the belief that God created the earth, quote unquote, in 6 natural days. At the 67th regular convention of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, on Tuesday past, the theologically conservative denomination adopted Resolution 5-09A, titled To Confess the Biblical 6-Day Creation. We confess that the duration of those natural days is proclaimed in God's Word. There was evening and there was morning. The first day, resolved the resolution. The resolution also declared that the creation of Adam as the first human being was an historical event, again quoting, and rejected the claims of the theory of evolution. The Reverend Adam Kunst, member of the Floor Committee 5 on Theology and Church Relations, explained the importance of the resolution to the attendees at the convention, quote, the resolution is important because we need to affirm the reality of God's creation, especially in a time and place when it's especially challenging to say that God created people at all. Resolution, by the way, didn't pass without debate. One lay delegate expressed concern over the terminology, but you can get further into the weeds of this if you want. There's a piece on it at ChristianPost.com. All right. Oh, Michael Huckabee, very gifted man. In fact, I was telling my producer earlier, I was asking her to see if we can get him on the show. Governor Huckabee then, as a matter of fact, back in early 1998, was my first what I would call high-profile politician to come on the show. He was in town for the, I think it was the last NRB convention to be held here in Washington, D.C. Now they regionalize them in different parts of the country each year, as you know. But he came and was on the show with me as governor then. And also that was the occasion in which Johnny Erickson Tata was a guest on the show. Not a bad lineup for kicking off the show some years ago, huh? Anyway, he says, I predicted the Democrats hoped for Mueller hearing bombshell would be, I like the way he put it, would be a wet firecracker. And boy, was I right. But I never imagined that even a wet firecracker could somehow blow up in their faces. The Dems on the committees hoped that Mueller would help breathe new life into their groundless demands to impeach the president that went on life support after the Mueller report came out. Instead, Wednesday's hearings, in effect, pulled the plug and signed a do not resuscitate order. In fact, said Mr. Huckabee, it was so sad, and I had to relate here because I really, as I watched some of that, I for a moment or two, I felt very, well, more than a moment, I really felt bad for Bob Mueller, personally, just looking at him and seeing the struggles he was having. But let's hear what Mike had to say. It was so sad, one could almost feel sorry for Mueller, looking at times as lost and bewildered as your grandpa at Comic-Con, until you remember what his investigation put this nation through over the past 2 years, and how his failure to declare it over when he knew it was groundless, and letting it drag out past the 2018 election helped give us AOC and her ilk. So the governor makes some pretty cogent points on this, I think. He said there have been numerous comparisons... There have been numerous comparisons to the Wizard of Oz, where the curtain is finally pulled back and the great and powerful Oz is revealed to be a befuddled old man, frantically pulling levers that generate smoke and illusions. And then he has much more to the column. I don't have time to read. You can find it in toto at stream.org. But he says, a question others have been asking as well, did Mueller even read the report? And others have said, not only did he read it, did he have anything to do with writing it? So interesting questions that are going to be pursued in the days ahead. Gender experts warn parents of deception, surgical horrors awaiting kids seeking gender transition. This is out of the UK. In fact, the UK Sunday Times, experts on gender dysphoria are accusing the Tavistock Clinic, England's lone gender clinic, of using deceptive tactics to coerce children into taking hormones and puberty blockers that are irreversible. Affiliated medical staff are going public about the misleading advice given to children suffering from a range of conditions, according to a Saturday report in the UK Sunday Times. So I think we're going to see a lot more pushback on that as well in days ahead. Hey, we have a busy afternoon ahead, folks. Hope you'll stay with us. Reminding you, we're still on the, well, what I say, final days, I guess, the final days and hours of our campaign with Heart for Lebanon. We have made some great progress, but we are not quite there yet. We'll tell you more. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Chuck, founder of A-Action Home Services. We're family-owned and operated since 1976. We specialize in plumbing, electrical, and heating. When I started A-Action, my goal was to build a business with lifelong customers. How did I do this? By respecting our customers' time and great customer service. So call us today, and you too can say, problem solved. 703-922-1900. A-ActionHomeServices.com.
Are you looking to downsize your estate? Are you feeling a little overwhelmed with how much there is to do? I'm Christy Moore, founder of Local Expert Realty. Our proven easy downsizing program includes a done-for-you system to inexpensively refresh your property for top dollar and a move-out guarantee. Don't worry about owning two homes or worse, none at all. If you want to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. I will sell your house in 58 days or I'll buy it. Call now at 866-404-5858.
Certain conditions or exceptions may apply.
Listen to what another listener had to say about us.
Christy was the best. Christy did a great job. We listed the house Thursday, and the house was sold by Monday. The listed house for $939,000, and we ended up getting $970,000. Recommending Christy would be easy to do. One of the things, too, that Christy did was the negotiations of the waiver of inspections, appraisals. Couldn't be more satisfied.
If you want to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. 866-404-5858.
Four ways God answers prayer. Hi, I'm Pastor Jack Morse of the Largo Community Church in Mitchellville, Maryland. This coming Sunday, July the 28th, I'm going to look at the scripture with you and discover the four different ways God answers prayer. The Holy Spirit is going to sensitize us to a Word of God alertness on the four different ways God answers prayer. The healing word for receiving answers to prayer, that's this Sunday at the Largo Community Church in Bowie, Maryland. I'm Pastor Jack Morris.
Hi, Don Crow here for Passport Auto Group. A family-owned business with a stellar reputation for superior customer service before, during, and long after the sale. A mission and goal to which they've been committed for the past 25 years. And now, when you visit PassportAuto.com on the web, you can take your own virtual internet tour to enhance your buying experience and help you get to know their dealerships online. Just go to PassportAuto.com, browse their amazing inventory, schedule a test drive of that vehicle you've been thinking about, investigate financing, lease options, and much more. Whether you're thinking about a BMW, Infiniti, Nissan, Toyota, Mazda, or Mini, or whether you're in the market for a certified pre-owned vehicle, Passport Auto Group is waiting to serve you right now. And I also want to tell you that as a longtime customer of Passport, I can assure you they do what they say they'll do, and they do it right. Passport Auto Group, serving the Washington, D.C. metro area for 25 years. PassportAuto.com.
Names matter. Your name, the name you've made for yourself, and the name of the company you represent. Because of you, their names people can trust. That's why at 4imprint, every name and logo is printed with certainty. We pay attention to every detail. Because we know the way your name appears is the way it's remembered. So you'll know for certain that every item, from the right apparel to the most popular tech items, will be right the first time, on time, every time, at a great price, guaranteed. Because when you have passion, integrity, and certainty, the only name they'll remember is yours. Explore thousands of promotional products at 4imprint.com. That's the number 4imprint.com. 4imprint. For certain.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by A-Action Home Services. Need an electrician, plumber, or furnace expert? Call the experts at aactionhomeservices.com. 703-922-1900. That's 703-922-1900. Well, despite a warning earlier this month from the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, that a minimum wage hike to $15 an hour by 2025 could put up to 3.7 million Americans out of work, Democrats in the House voted to do it anyway, raising the minimum to $15 an hour over the next 6 years. But even that's nowhere near enough for the radical leftist Democrat Rashida Tlaib, who's calling for $20 an hour. However, in addition to the CBO's recent warning, other well-documented studies have long indicated the constant push to raise the minimum wage has always been counterproductive in the long term. For example, a recent column by Jarrett Stepman over at Daily Signal reports, in 2016, California passed legislation to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour, and the law is being phased in with incremental increases, rising to the full $15 level in 2022. But he adds, the warning signs already indicate the policy isn't working. Well, joining us with his own perspective, Dr. Merrill Matthews, resident scholar at IPI, the Institute for Policy Innovation. It's a research-based public policy think tank, And Merrill's also well-known as a health policy expert, weekly contributor at Forbes, and much more. So, Merrill, always look forward to talking to you about these things. Thanks for joining me.
Well, thank you for having me, Don.
What's your own position on the real impact of a minimum wage?
It costs jobs, and it pushes technology forward. So, there is so much misunderstanding about this. It's amazing. All of your listeners know that if a product or something they like, let's say they like going to Starbucks, if they raise the price of that product significantly at one time, many of your listeners will say, I'll choose something else. I'll do without that for right now. We know that that happens in our lives all the time. Well, labor is what employers pay. That's the thing that employers consume. They pay for that. If you raise the price of that significantly, employers will consume less. It's the same principle. Now, some of the legislation they're talking about, including what the House passed, phase this in over time so that diminishes it a little bit if you're giving it 4, 5, 6 years, but it's still going to have a certain impact, and I think your listeners probably see that a number of places, including Walmarts and Panera's and other places, are now going to self-checkout in many cases because as wages are getting pushed up, some of them are looking for other ways to replace that labor that doesn't cost as much and never asks for a vacation.
And it's going to take its toll ultimately, whether incrementally or right up front. In the long run, it's going to be deleterious, isn't it?
Oh, it is deleterious, but that hasn't stopped states from doing it. The federal government hasn't raised it in a long time. It's still 7.25, but about three-fifths of the states have passed some type of legislation to bump up the minimum wage. In some cases, it's small, $8, $8.25. In other cases, it's much higher. There were several states that passed legislation at the beginning of this year to raise it to $15. Most of it phases in over time. And what we've said for some time is imposing a minimum wage is a terrible idea. It imposes a price control. But if politicians are going to do it, if you're determined to do it, it's better to do it at the state level than it is at the federal level, because a minimum wage that might work for New York City might be much too high for Mississippi, and one that might that you might pass in Mississippi, where the incomes are much lower, might not be that much help in New York City. So if you're going to do it more locally rather than federally.
It has long bothered me. I've always argued against a minimum wage because it's couched in emotion, number one, and it's also couched in words that really aren't justified by the facts that we don't have enough compassion. People are living below the poverty line. They need this help. And yet there's no commensurate concern over what it does to the employer, and especially the small businessman, and also what it does to the whole job market that you've alluded to already. I'm looking at a piece from the Daily Signal from a few days ago by Rachel Gresler, and she said some groups have tried to minimize this part of the picture, focusing instead on the 17 million workers who currently earn below $15 that would receive an income boost. But this simply means that for every 13 workers who would get a wage boost, one worker would lose their job entirely.
And most of those workers that we're talking about tend to be younger workers who are just starting out in the workplace, don't have training, haven't gotten a lot of experience yet. And oftentimes they're living at home and just getting started in the workplace. That's my first job. I got minimum wage back many years ago, and I lived at home and had a minimum wage. But as skills get better and you're trained more, those wages go up. You're given more responsibility, and your skills increase. So that's absolutely right. But it's not enough for Democrats. They've got to push this. And I say Democrats, a lot of Republicans will typically go along with doing this, making that push, because it's nothing. It's a price control. But here's the worst part of it, Don. It's so hypocritical, because the politicians are spending somebody else's money. It's not your tax money. It's telling the employer, it's forcing the employers to take more money out of their pocket to pay but then the politicians go out and say, pat me on the back for taking money away from that guy.
And again, it's got to come from somewhere, so prices go up to a certain point. But you also said early on that it accelerates or pushes forward automation and scientific development. In other words, this really does push for job replacement by machines more quickly, is what you're saying.
That's right. Jobs or machines that might not machines, robots, robots, yeah. Kiosks, and so forth that might not have been affordable at a $7.25 minimum wage. If it's $15 or $20, it may look like an employer may say that that kiosk or something else doing that work of somebody may now become affordable, and I'll just transition over to that. And it's not just Rashida. Tim Ryan, a Democratic presidential candidate from Ohio, when he first announced, he said he would be willing to go up to $30 or $40 minimum wage.
We're talking with Dr. Merrill Matthews. He's from IPI, Institute for Policy Innovation. That's their website, ipi.org. It doesn't appear that this particular effort on the part of the House has any hope in the Senate at this point, which gives me some hope. But what are your thoughts?
Well, I think that's right. Though, as I said, Republicans have often voted for minimum wage increases, and they haven't voted for an increase in some time. So you wouldn't want to hold your breath that they don't do it. But the other thing we need to mention is that when you bump up the minimum wage, the lowest skilled people now get a higher wage, and those who were making at what if for instance we have $7.25 right now, if you move it up to $15 an hour, those who are over the people making the minimum wage, employers have to essentially bump them up too. So you get a chain reaction all the way up the line. So it's not just helping the person who's at $7.25, you push the salaries up all the way up the line because other people who were above that minimum wage person feel like they should still be above it in terms of salary.
And as we've already said, one of the effects is job losses. And in addition, does it not have an impact or an effect on the available capital for an employer to perhaps develop his business or expand it? In other words, it really does tend to shrink the economy.
That's right. Yeah, you're giving more money to people, and the employer has less to be able to spend on capital investment. Now, what you want is employers who make the best decisions that they can on how to invest those dollars. And in some cases, that's providing higher wages for people so that they retain good workers. In some cases, it's providing benefits for people. So the employer who may be thinking, I want to give my people health insurance benefits. The law comes in and says you've now got to pay them $20 an hour. The health insurance benefits, additions to their 401k or something like that may go out the window. So there's trade-offs in that.
What do you see as the immediate future of this? You've already said that across the states it's beginning to spread on a local level. I think the District of Columbia is in that same situation.
Some cities also. Seattle has passed its own minimum wage increase.
And is it a trend that's irreversible, or is this where we're headed?
I suspect we will continue going down this route because so many see it as viable and helping people, even though once it's done, you get the reports of various employers who are laying off, cutting back, and raising prices. But to politicians, they see it in many cases as a way to, in essence, buy votes with somebody else's money.
And one of the early indications reflected out in California was in the restaurant industry. Nearly one
right.
out of 10 in areas with recently increased minimum wage have closed an operation since the cost hike. 71% have attempted to pass along the rise to customers by raising menu prices, according to new research. That from the Restaurant Business Online report.
And I believe I recall some menus actually putting on there that this is your minimum wage increase in action and pointing out how much more you're having to pay for that, just so people know. But then there's the issue. If a restaurant raises its prices and people say, well, that's just too much, I'm going to go over here to a less expensive place, not only do you charge do you increase the cost of the employer for the wage, but you may decrease the income as people look for cheaper alternatives.
Well, it's always good to talk to you about these things, my friend, and we'll do it again soon. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you, sir.
Again, Dr. Merrill Matthews, Institute for Policy Innovation. Their website is IPI.org, IPI.org. And we're going to take a break, come back. We have much more straight ahead. Stay with us. The Don Kroah Show is brought to you in part by Local Expert Realty, where Realtor Christy Moore promises she'll sell your home in 58 days or she'll buy it. And here's her phone number, 866-404-5858. That's 866-404-5858. Or just go to soldin58.com on the web. That's soldin and the numbers 58.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? That's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-494-2323. That's 800-494-2323. 800-494-2323. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Varicose and spider veins. Wow. What a gift from my mom. She had them, I got them, and not only are they uncomfortable and sometimes painful, but I stopped wearing skirts and shorts because I was embarrassed and I really hated the way my legs looked. When my kids asked me, "What are those things on your legs?" I was done. I finally went to Vein Clinics of America. The procedure took about an hour, and I was right back to work. The staff made me feel so comfortable. And the results? Well, even my husband has noticed. Vein Clinics of America has been treating vein disease for over 35 years. They're the largest and most experienced in the U.S. Look, I've been doing the commercials for Vein Clinics for years because I really believe in them. And you can trust them too. The best part? My insurance covered the procedure. So stop hiding your legs.
Call Vein Clinics right now to see if you qualify for a free consultation. Call 800-656-9393. 800-656-9393. That's 800-656-9393.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Paula Sagan from A&E's hit TV show Flip This House with the message for everyone who's worried about money and wants to start changing their life. Next week, my brother and I are sponsoring a free real estate event right here in Washington, D.C., and you're invited. In just 2 hours, we'll show you how to get started turning what we already know into income by tapping into the multi-trillion dollar real estate market. You'll learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in your area, and about strategies to acquire income properties using other people's money to produce cash flow every month. Financial independence doesn't just happen. You have to make it happen. So there's just one thing you have to do. Register now for our free 2-hour real estate event and take a giant step closer to the life you've always wanted.
To get 2 free tickets to Paul's workshop, text your 5-digit zip code to 37,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your 5-digit zip code to 37,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Paul's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 37,000.
Clear tonight. Overnight low ranging from 62 at outlying areas to 70 in the district. Mostly sunny tomorrow, high 88. Mainly clear tomorrow night, low 66 to 71. For Saturday and Sunday, sunshine and patchy clouds, gradually turning warmer and more humid. High Saturday, 89. High Sunday, 91. With the AccuWeather forecast, this is meteorologist Bob Larson.
Hey, folks, I want to thank you for what you're doing in our Heart for Lebanon campaign. And I got to tell you, we just have a few days left, but I do want to thank some folks who have been helping us get where we need to be. Tracy in Alexandria said, "Hey, I can do 4 months. Here's $116. Remember, the operative figure is $29. We'll provide all the things we've been talking about for a family in Lebanon for an entire month. So she said, "I can do for 4 months." Alfred in North Beach said, "Put me down for a year. I'll do a $348 gift." And Leif in Olney said the same thing. "Here's $348 to take care of one of those families." Well, what that does is put us within 31 families of our goal of 102 families in all who desperately need our help. I mean, folks, they desperately need us. So I'm not overstating it when I say we need to hear from you now. And this part of the program is being brought to you and sponsored by our good friends at Heart for Lebanon. Make that call right now, would you? The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Cornerstone First Financial. Call Mark Livingstone and the team at Cornerstone First Financial at 202-625-1221 or visit them on the web at cornerstonefirst.com.
Okay, you might think that that's your local vacation Bible school, but I'm here to tell you that that was a chapel service at one of the Hope Centers at our Heart for Lebanon ministry. And here's the thing that was amazing to me, Don, is I had the opportunity to videotape that. We pulled the audio for this afternoon, but as I had the opportunity to videotape that, I'm looking at the camera and I'm looking at the faces of these kids and I'm thinking, these are all Muslim children. Singing, every move I make with you, Jesus. I mean, it's an amazing thing. Now, look, I'm not going to tell you. I'd be misportraying the situation if I said that every one of those 100-plus kids were believers in Jesus Christ. But what I can tell you is, as you stand with us today, as you make your gift, you can be assured that Jesus is being written on their hearts every single day. And I'll tell you what, if you want to change the outlook of the future of the Middle East, I can't think of a better way to do it than that. A simple gift makes it happen. $116 is going to help us provide 4 months of Christian education, food, and essentials for survival for not one child, not two, but a family of six. $348 takes care of an entire year for that family. Or if you want to break that up, it's easy to do monthly, just $29 a month. That's just 98 cents a day, and you'll be able to take care of one of these refugee families for an entire month. Now, here's how you do it. Simple as going to the website, wava.com. You'll see a Heart for Lebanon banner there. If you want to learn more about the organization, great place to do it. You click on the Heart for Lebanon banner. There's videos there. You can find out more about us, and you can give in just a couple of moments. You also can get there quickly by just typing in the keyword heart right there on the website. If you want to give online or connect with one of our friendly operators, we've got the friendliest people in the world. They'll get you in and out in about 3 or 4 minutes. Just dial this number, 888-249-5222. That's 888-249-5222. Again, 888-249-5222.
Tom, how do you decide, and I don't know that there's one answer to it, who you're going to help next, because I have to believe that you're swamped with the need. Do people come and ask for the help? Do you go find them? How's that connection made with these refugees?
Well, every day refugees are lining up, Muslim refugees, and you know they're Muslim by what they're wearing and how they're acting. Moms with their kids on their knees, Don, begging us to take their kids into our program, literally begging. It's heartbreaking. But we go through a pretty extensive assessment program. Everything that we do is faith-based. We're a Christian organization. We wave that flag loud and high. But we also work unconditionally. But now remember, unconditional goes both ways. So we'll serve you unconditionally, but we want to have a conversation with you unconditionally as well. Because we're honestly, it's not a bait and switch at all. It's because I'm generally interested in you and your family. I want to know what you came from, what your hurts are, what your dreams are. Why are you here? What do you hope to accomplish? And through conversations, we draw people into a conversation about Jesus Christ. And every one of them is wide open to it. They get there faster than we plan on them getting there.
Well, I was going to ask you, do they ever push back or resent it?
I haven't had one push back. Not one. They usually say to us,
the fields are white under harvest. You
they're say bleached. They're even bleached. They're bleached under harvest in Lebanon. They're saying to us, listen, you're serving us. You care for us. You're different than somebody else. Somebody else just drops off food. You're teaching us how to be self-sufficient so that the 2,000 people we serve every month turns over about every 6 or 7 months. So it's not like we're going to feed them from now to Jesus come. We'll feed them as long as it takes. But they have, listen, we know this in America. When somebody comes to faith in Christ, there's this inward want to become better, to do life better. And they want to do life better. They want to get better. All they need is a little help, a little encouragement, a little bit of opportunity to dream again. And that's what your financial investment is doing today. It's an investment because it's going to pay dividends in the days that lie before us.
We need to hear from you right now, folks. 888-249-5222. So easy to be a part of it. I mean, $29 a month for 12 months. Many of you could do that. Not everyone, but many of you could. Others of you may do a $116 one-time gift, and that provides for 4 months of Christian education, food, and essentials for survival for a refugee family of six. It's an incredible figure itself. $116, one-time gift. And I've often suggested maybe you want to do it all at once if you're able to do it. You say, I just like to call with my credit card now or write the check or whatever. $348 one-time gift will take care of that same family of six for an entire year. Number to call, 888-249-5222. 888-249-5222, online at WAVA.com. Enter the keyword heart if you want to go that way. Waiting for you. We have much more to share. Stay with us.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. A day after a couple of indexes hit new highs, stocks retreated today after the European Central Bank signaled it's preparing to cut short-term interest rates. The Dow Industrials dropped 129 points, the Nasdaq lost 83, and the S&P 500 fell 16. The expected ECB rate cuts an apparent reaction to evidence that the global economy is in a slow growth mode, with weakness in Europe, Japan, and emerging markets. Southwest Airlines is pulling out of New Jersey's Newark Airport this fall as it addresses capacity constraints due to the grounding of Boeing's 737 MAX. Southwest says it won't plan on flying the MAX again this year. It's extending planned cancellations through January 5th. There's a new addition to the movie industry's $1 billion club. Sony's Spider-Man Far From Home today officially hit the $1 billion milestone in terms of worldwide box office, becoming the 40th film title to do so. It's Sony's second highest grossing movie of all time, behind only 2012's Skyfall. That's Your Money Now.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, like Prudential and Mutual of Omaha, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-507-2266. That's 800-507-2266. 800-507-2266. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
To stay connected and receive exclusive offers from WAVA, join our fan club sponsored by Museum of the Bible. Experience the impact of the world's most published book. Sign up for the fan club today at WAVA.com.
Did you buy into the timeshare lies?
I can tell you that I had a 4-year experience with a timeshare corporation who did nothing but lie to me.
That swapping locations was easy?
They made this sound that this would be a really good deal, that I could go anywhere, anytime I wanted to. That never worked out.
Timeshare lies. Thousands of timeshare owners know the feeling. I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I worked for the largest timeshare company in the world. When I learned the truth about what they were selling, I quit my job and instead became the pioneer in helping folks get out of their timeshare contracts legally. I understand that trusting anyone after buying a timeshare is a difficult task. That's why I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare contract, you'll pay nothing.
For a free information kit on how to cancel your timeshare, call Wesley Financial Group now. 800-656-1551. 800-656-1551. 800-656-1551.
Names matter. Your name.
The name you've made for yourself and the name of the company you represent. Because of you, their names people can trust. That's why at 4imprint, every name and logo is printed with certainty. We pay attention to every detail because we know the way your name appears is the way it's remembered. So you'll know for certain that every item, from the right apparel to the most popular tech items, will be right the first time, on time, every time, at a great price, guaranteed. Because when you have passion, integrity, and certainty, the only name they'll remember is yours. Explore thousands of promotional products at 4imprint.com. That's the number 4imprint.com. 4imprint. For certain.
To the Muslim world. Give us opportunities to reach out to the Arab world. We prayed that we would send missionaries to the countries around us. Well, there's no need for that anymore because the Arab world is here. The Muslim world is here. It's amazing. The country of Lebanon is the largest per capita host of refugees. My goodness, this is incredible. We've never had a field so ripe, so ready for the harvest.
It's a credible opportunity. We've been talking about it really all hour long together here about this is our moment in time. Never before in the history of the world, really, have we had an opportunity to reach into the Muslim population like we have right now. Hearts are wide open, and you can be involved. 888-249-5222, 888-249-5222, or online at wava.com. You know, Don, we mentioned this earlier, 2 million people in the country of Lebanon are refugees in a population of only 4 million. We serve 2,000 families a month, and people say, well, that doesn't sound like much. Well, it's true. I mean, to be honest with you, our numbers could be a lot greater, but one of the distinguishing factors about Heart for Lebanon is when we say we're going to serve somebody, we serve them month after month after month after month, and that opens up the opportunity for us to develop a relationship, which opens up the opportunity for us to share the gospel. But one of the things we noticed very quickly is, and it was one of the first impressions I think that I ever had when I went to Lebanon, is just the volume of children. And I'll tell you something just parenthetically here. One of the really sad situations that's happening, nobody's talking about, is the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of children that have been born in Lebanon without a birth certificate. So you talk about people with no identity, no hope in the future. You know, like most Syrian children, Mahmoud was witnessed more than any child should at his age. Displacement, war, even the death of his family members. He actually has been forced at a very young age into child labor. This little boy's working 10 hours a day in a garage every day just to help his family survive. And when he goes back to the tent settlement, he works for zero pay there in front of the farmer just so his mom can keep the tent. She can't work because she was injured coming from Syria. It's where Heart for Lebanon met Mahmoud when our Hope on Wheels truck rolled into the tent settlement to teach kids about Jesus' love. This Hope on Wheels ministry was birthed on because we saw all these kids in these tent settlements, and we thought we're never going to be able to reach them all, but maybe there's another way to do it. So we have this truck that we roll in, and you know, we pull a stage out, and we have games, and we have fun, and we get to teach them about Jesus. Well, Mahmoud was drawn in by all the fun and the games, and he started to get really attentive during our Bible discussion time. As the relationship developed with our leaders, we were actually able to help him understand that God loves him even in the middle of some really, really terrible circumstance. Mahmoud has Jesus in his life now, and he's got a new sense of peace and hope for the future. And that's what Hope on Wheels is all about. It's what you make possible as you invest with us today. Look, we've talked about this before. You can make an ongoing monthly gift. $29 is going to take care of not only Mahmoud, but his entire family, six people, for an entire year. But I believe that there's somebody listening right now that might say, yeah, I can't make the monthly gift, but God's uniquely blessed me. And you're talking about taking care of families. I could step up and take care of 10 families with a gift of $3,500. Now, I know that's not for everybody. But we've had other people step up and say, how many families are in a village? About 30. I'll take care of the whole village, $10,000. Again, I know I'm not talking to everybody, but I believe that there are people listening right
now done that could make that gift. But here's the deal, and we've said it many times. Ask God what he wants you to do, and then simply do it. Just act in obedience. A gift of $116 is going to help this family for 4 months. Whatever God's telling you to do right now, will you be a part of where he is working in the country of Lebanon in an unbelievable way? Make the phone call right now.
As a matter of fact, as you're saying that, I'm thinking somebody out there listening also could maybe do that larger gift, but you could do it at $350 a month.
Sure.
For 12 months. And in fact, that's even a little bit over. That's 12 families instead of the 10. I like that as well. But I know, folks, we've done this work together for many years now. WAVA has been here since 1992. I came in 97, late 97. So we've all been working together, and you've done some incredible giving. I mean, I've said it for years. I brag all over the place about you. You are, I think, the best and most generous audience of any that Salem may minister to. Now, other hosts will probably argue with me over that. But I'm just proud of what you do and the spirit of giving that you've demonstrated time and time and time again, whether it is $12 a month or in this case $29 a month, or whether it's a one-time gift of $200 or $300 or $400. Somebody listening right now, you know who you are. You could either make that one-time gift of $3,500. You've done that sort of thing in the past. I don't mind challenging you to do it again if God's speaking to you. Or someone else would say, look, I can do that, but I'd like to do it over the next 12 months, $350 a month.
And here's the deal, Don. Look, it's not equal gifts, right? That's not what God wants. It's
that's
equal
right.
sacrifice,
yes.
right? Because for each of us, that's a different thing. And I'll tell you, the need is huge. We set out in this partnership together to take care of 115 families. But honestly, if everybody listening right now would do something, we'll meet the needs of that. That's four of the 10 settlements that we work with. Would you be a part of it? 888-249-5222 is the number to call. 888-249-5222. If you can't get to the phone, you're too busy to do that, maybe you're still at work, go to the website. It's very easy and quick to give. Just click the Heart for Lebanon banner at WAVA.com.
Man, how can you afford gas for that big SUV?
I pay less for gas than everyone else. I got the free Get Upside Gas app and get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time I buy gas.
Hold on. You're getting up to 25 cents off a gallon with the free Get Upside Gas app while I'm paying full price?
You know it. People earned over $1 million last year. You just got to take a picture of your gas receipt and bam, up to 25 cents a gallon cash back.
You don't have to tell me twice. I'm downloading the free Get Upside Gas app now.
Download the free Get Upside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code BUCK for a 20-cent gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 45 cents a gallon on your next tank. Just download the free Get Upside app at the App Store or Google Play and use promo code BUCK. Save money on gas on every fill-up. Download the free GetUpside app and use promo code BUCK. That's B-U-C-K.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Paula Sagan from A&E's hit TV show Flip This House with a message for everyone who's worried about money and wants to start changing their life. Next week, my brother and I are sponsoring a free real estate event right here in Washington, D.C., and you're invited. In just 2 hours, we'll show you how to get started turning what we already know into income by tapping into the multi-trillion dollar real estate market. You'll learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in your area and about strategies to acquire income properties using other people's money to produce cash flow every month. Financial independence doesn't just happen. You have to make it happen. So there's just one thing you have to do. Register now for our free 2-hour real estate event and take a giant step closer to the life you've always wanted.
To get 2 free tickets to Paul's workshop, text your 5-digit zip code to 37,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your 5-digit zip code to 37,000. Text in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Paul's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 37,000.
Hi, Don Crow here for Heart for Lebanon. I want to thank you for your incredible generosity in providing desperately needed relief for at least 102 refugee families in Lebanon, whose lives have been ripped apart by the ongoing war in Syria as they were forced to flee across the border into Lebanon with nothing but the clothes on their backs. So far, you've helped provide Christian education, life-saving food, and other survival essentials to 71 of these dear families, leaving us a goal to go of just 31 more. But we only have a few days left in this campaign, so your gift right now could not be more timely or urgent. $348 provides for a family of six for a full year. $116 provides for that family's needs for 4 months. And anything you can give right now is going to make a difference when you call 888-249-5222. Again, 888-249-5222, 888-249-5222, or you can give online at WAVA.com, keyword heart.
Once upon a time, customers would find your business with this big, thick book full of phone numbers and competitors' phone numbers. It was a heavy, cumbersome, yellowish-looking thing. You'd place your ad in the book and hope customers would call.
Hello?
Now, there's Salem Surround, delivering customers with targeted digital marketing. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. Learn more at SurroundDC.com. SurroundDC.com. Connecting you with new customers.
105.1 FM, WAVA.
Hello, I'm Bishop Harry Jackson, pastor of Hope Christian Church. Tune in to the Hope Connection every weekday at 2 p.m. right here on 105.1 FM, WAVA. And join us at Hope Christian Church in Beltsville, Maryland, Sundays at 9 or 11:30 a.m. Learn more at thehopeconnection.org. May the Lord Jesus bless you. And remember, we're saving a seat just for you.
And he's part of our Hope Center. Abdul Malik, 11 years old, he led his mother to the Christ and asked her to join our worship gathering on Sunday. When we met Abdul Malik, he was this shy boy. Now Abdul Malik is practicing soccer with his friends. Abdul Malik is part of our Sunday school. These stories are happening every day. This is the blessed part of our story. When you look at the dark part in Syria and what the media is keep focusing about it, we say, no, there's another light part, and there's a lot of people whose life has been transformed, whose life has been changed.
Amazing. Darkness versus light.
Tom, exactly. That's Malad. He's one who heads up our ministry in the south of Lebanon, and he is one that's been come to faith in Jesus Christ, too. His background is very, very, very dark, but he saw the light and came to the light and now is witnessing to other people. And the story he told, we can repeat over and over and over again, not just in the south of Lebanon, but also in the Bekaa Valley. Because when you share the love of Christ, when you become God's hands and his feet and his voice, lives are changed. And what the blessing we have, and I'm sorry to think about it this way, is, but the Syrian refugees aren't going back to Syria anytime soon, unfortunately. But fortunately, we have this time that we're not wasting. We're helping to disciple them to go deep, building an indigenous mission force to go back into Syria when the timing is right, when it's safe, when they're allowed to go back, and help the local church in Syria rebuild Syria with a moral servant leadership using the church as the center of the rebuilding process. It's not the government that will rebuild Syria. It is the church, and we're starting that rebuilding process now.
You know, Don, one of the things that has been amazing to me is I've had the opportunity to visit with so many refugees there in Lebanon over the last couple of years. We ask them one simple question. We always ask when we're in these tents, you know, what's your hope for the future? Do you know I have yet to meet one refugee that said, I want to come to America? And they know we're Americans. That would be easy for them to say. You know what they say? I want to go home. I mean, think about it. If you had everything taken away from you, if you were forced out of your home, one minute you were living just fine, and the next minute you were in a foreign country in a tent, what would you want to do? You know, I talk to people. They say, well, I just miss my family. I miss my neighbors. I miss my job. I miss my life, right? They just want to go home. I say, let's send them home different than the way they came. Let's send them home with Jesus.
Folks, it couldn't be more simple or powerful than that. The gospel in action, as it's supposed to be. And it can only happen as ministries such as Heart for Lebanon are raised up by the providence and the grace of God. But they can only do what they're doing by us coming together to you and saying, We need your partnership. We need your gift, whether it's $116 for 4 months to provide Christian education, food, essentials for survival for one of those refugee families of six people, or if you want to give $29 a month for 12 months, very easy thing for many of you to commit to, 98 cents, really that's less than a dollar a day, 98 cents a day. Or you want to say, I'll do a one-time $348 gift to take care of a family for a year, or any combination thereof, and we're still waiting for that one or two people that God has spoken to say, hey, I'll do 10 families. Here's my $3,500 one-time gift. Now, you're out there. You've done it many times in the past. I'm praying God will touch your heart right now. Somebody else says, I'll do that, but I'll do it over the next 12 months, $350 a month. 888-249-5222, online, WAVA.com. Click on the banner or just enter the keyword heart. Thank you so much for what you're going to do right now.
Drain cleaning, garbage disposals, water heaters, all plumbing repairs. That's aactionhomeservices.com, 703-922-1900.
Listen to Pathway to Victory with Robert Jeffress, weeknights at 7 here on 105.1 FM WAVA.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA-FM, and HD1, Arlington. Life changing.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.